The purpose of this unit is not to break down and examine what a relational database management system actually is, but really to understand how we interact with the relational database management system. And we can look at this in four conceptual ideas. The first one is through design. First of all, we must design the database. We must understand how the database is going to be implemented. Without design, we can't have a properly functioning and well-working relational model. Once we've designed it, we then need to implement it. The idea of the implementation is to take the design and physically implement it onto the database. Once we've got it there, we then obviously need to add data and interact with that data to query it and get back results that we're looking for, the whole purpose of creating the database in the first place. And this is normally done through programming APIs, application programming interfaces, using SQL, something we'll cover later on. And finally, we've got administration. We've got to make sure that the database is kept up to date, that any changes that need to be made can be made to accommodate programmers wanting to program to the database. And this is done by the database administrator. And it is really all four of these that we're going to cover in the next sections and see how each of them interact with the database and the special languages that they use in order to be able to achieve this.